Hello and welcome back to the Proper Reading Podcast. I'm Madeline.
And I'm Abby.
And it's been a minute.
Well, yeah, like almost 3 weeks.
Happy right? Wednesday. I mean, it's been about three before.
It's May now.
It's gonna be May.
Honestly, I think they're funny every time I see them every year, but then like by the third one I see, I'm like, okay.
Like not funny. I actually didn't see a single one.
I saw quite a few.
The socials yesterday. But
I saw them leading up to yesterday.
Where?
Instagram? Yes. Mm-hmm. Facebook.
I don't think I was very active the past couple days.
Yeah, you have like a busy weekend.
I did have a busy weekend.
You had two busy weekends in a row.
I've been booked and busy, you know.
You really have.
I'm a hot commodity. People want to see me. They want my attention.
You're just trying to live life, like, younger than what you are currently.
So a couple weekends ago, I went and stayed with your sister-in-law, Emma, which I feel like if you don't know the dynamic of family relations, it would seem odd.
Yeah, no, but, like, Emma is, like, my little sister and also your little sister, yes. But, like...
But also, like, one of my best friends.
Yeah, same.
But...
We're very lucky in that aspect that our, like, my married and family is close with, I don't know, we're just all close.
Yeah, but she asked me to come and have a college weekend with her and all of her roommates, and
Sounds like such a bad idea for your body.
Well, you know, I did puke twice the first night I was there.
I specifically remember you saying, I'm just not going to drink that much the first night so, like, I don't ruin, like, the next night. Mm-hmm. And I was like, absolutely. Yeah. I was like, I would fake sipping on a drink. Like, I'd get a White Claw or something and just sip on it all night.
Yeah, so the problem was, is we went to Smack Shack and I had two dirty martinis.
Okay. Yeah.
First of all, that's all liquor. So, you know, they were strong. Harper is here, so she's being a little crazy right now.
She's got the zoomies.
Oh, wow. All the dogs have the zooms. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Is this a joke? Quincy is also here. Lovey Jen is holding her.
She's going to need chiropractic after the way her neck is cranked. You know what? Sometimes I think she's a little colicky these days, so sometimes any position to keep her quiet is a good position.
Yeah. Okay, anyways, back to my thing. So I had two dirty martinis, and then we went somewhere else, and I had one drink, and I was drunk. But I think what made me puke was the car ride home. I started to get a little nauseous.
In the Uber?
In the Uber. And so then when I, like, planted my feet on the ground.
Yikes.
Pick me up and you turn me around and it's the...
Did you ask if he had a puke bag in there in case you...
No.
No, it's $400 if you puke in the Uber.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Cleaning fees.
Yeah, it's not you're lucky. Cute. If I was gonna puke, I would have asked him to pull over, but it wasn't that serious at the moment.
Wasn't that urgent?
No, I think I like sat down and I was like, whoa, I would feel better if I threw up. Thankfully I did because, I mean, I was hungover the next day.
But not as bad as it could have been. Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyways, that was a fun college weekend.
I could tell that you were the odd man out though because in the Instagram photo you posted, all of the young college gals were drinking
espresso martinis.
Yeah, and you were drinking the dirty.
Well, I was trying to channel my inner Kris Jenner.
Okay.
Because that is like her signature drink, and I do love a dirty martini, but it needs to be
like a lot of olive
very
juice.
Dirty.
Yeah.
For it to be good.
Yeah, like less vodka. Like a 50-50.
They did bring me a shot glass full of olive juice and I did dump all of it in.
I would like, I mean, like, I don't like olives, so I wouldn't like that, but.
Which is so weird. But, yeah, no, and then this past weekend I was back in the cities touring some apartments and just having, you know, some girls' night.
I love that. Did you find anything you liked?
Found one apartment that I enjoyed, so we will see.
Okay.
Where the wind takes me.
Sure. That sounds...
What have you been up to, me and a mom?
Schoolwork. Oh, mom's answering for me. Yeah, trying to finish school. I have like 2 weeks, I think, roughly estimate left of school. So very behind. trying to crank that stuff out. But other than that, changing diapers. You know, not getting any sleep.
Being a cow.
Literally milking myself every 3 hours. Yeah.
Is this how you pictured your... 20, well, like, technically it's year 29, but
I know I'm not in my 30s yet.
But your 28th year of life.
Every day is getting better. Every day she's like getting a little bigger. It's getting easier, but also once I feel like I'm in a routine, she changes. So yeah,
that'll happen.
Yeah, that's okay.
But that will happen.
The weather is getting nicer out, so I'm going on hot mom walks now, or trying to be hot mom.
I feel like you've been on like 3.
Well, I've been on as many as it's been nice.
Yeah, that's so fair. We do plan on going to the milk pail this week, huh?
I hope so, and I hope that your nanny kids love it.
I can guarantee you one of them won't.
Well, she likes cheese curds, so
yeah, we did say that we were going to get her some cheese curds.
She doesn't like ice cream.
But... Yeah, but the boy loves sweets, so I will probably get him one scoop of whatever he wants.
That will be amazing, and I will...
He probably won't eat it, but...
It's okay.
It's the thought that counts. Get him out of the house, you know, and change up the scenery. Tomorrow's also supposed to be nice, so we should maybe walk or something.
I'm down. We should tell people about the creepy man that was, like, walking. How do women feel safe walking these days?
They can't. You have to bring an alarm. I have to carry my birdie alarm everywhere.
I'm going to put mine in the stroller. However, I think I need something... Like, I need a taser.
You need to bark at them.
Yeah, no, I will be doing that as well.
Because then they're like, you're crazy, I'm not taking you.
I've always said I will pee myself.
I'm not sure that that's a command that you can just do. Mm. I mean, I know that that is like a scary flex, like to pee your pants. But like, can you just literally like look at somebody scary and just like wet yourself on spot?
I'm not sure. I'll have to practice.
Disgusting. You can practice with some of your leftover Depends.
Sure. From birth. I have a
full pack. Did you actually ever even wear them?
No, the hospital mesh undies are way more comfy. Mm-hmm. I did wear a few once I got home because I felt bad that I spent like $20 on a pack of diapers. But if I'm being honest, my booty too big and the diaper went right up in my butt cheeks.
Yeah, you do got a donk, so.
Yeah, so.
That'll happen.
They weren't comfy, no.
Yeah. I've been reading.
Me too.
Which is, finally. Well, you read one book. You finished one book.
Are you kidding? It only took me like a week and a half.
Stellar.
With a kid, that is stellar.
You do come over here and say you're going to take a bath just to purposely read.
I know. whatever you can do to get an hour.
I'm in full support of it, but... I've read 5 books since we last potted.
Yeah. So, like, 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, you read 5.
Technically, I think it's 2.5 weeks. But, yeah, who's counting?
Okay.
So, the first one I read was The Summer of Broken Rules by K.A. Walther, which I know you have some thoughts on as well, so we mm-hmm. might as well start mm-hmm. with that.
Okay.
This was a 5-star read for me. It was a very popular book last summer, because I believe that's when it came out, or, like, late spring, early summer last year. I'd never read anything by her, and I thought this was the cutest summer read. YA.
So this book, like, a lot of fans of Taylor Swift were, like, really into it because I feel like it was hyped up about being, like, a Taylor Swift book.
I think she mentioned, like, a couple songs and that's it.
Yeah, but that was the reason I purposely didn't pick it up because I was like, oh, I don't, like, really care that much. Yeah. Like, I like Taylor Swift, but I'm not, like...
You're not a Swiftie.
Not a Swiftie, but... Loved it. 5 stars. So cute. Wanted to, like, continue to pick it up and read it at every chapter.
I think I read this book in, like, 2 or 3 days. Like, I zoomed through it, and I think part of the reason I really loved it was because, obviously, I mean, maybe not. It's not obviously. I feel like I've talked about it, though. I am going to Cape Cod this summer and gonna go to Martha's Vineyard in Nantucket. The book takes place in Martha's Vineyard. So it was really fun to just, like, kind of have that beachy feel and just
very,
like,
atmospheric.
Yeah, so I actually recommended it to you because you're like, you what book should I read next? And I was like, this is a really, really cute young adult book, fast read. I think it was like 350 pages.
And honestly, for being young adult, there was still like a closed door scene.
Yeah.
So.
I loved it. Loved it so much. Wish I could read it again for the first time.
I just like the amount I wanted to read it. I gave up 3 hours of sleep to finish the book. Mm. And like.
You know, do you like, agree that it kind of gave The Summer I Turned Pretty vibes, like, in the beginning?
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
Because they have beach houses and stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But no, it was very cute. So that was 5 stars for both of us. The next book I read was Coach by Devney Perry. I'd never read anything by her before. I think I saw this book on TikTok. I gave this one 3 stars. I thought it was cute, but I guess maybe we should have started with our new rating system for books.
Okay, wait, we'll just pause and yeah.
So I had sent you a TikTok a while ago, or maybe I didn't send it to you, but I had talked about one that I had saw, and she was essentially breaking down the stars. I feel like I talked about this on the last podcast.
I think that you did, but
we're going to refresh.
I can't remember.
The memories. So essentially, do you want to pull the TikTok up?
And sure. Like,
I mean, you don't have to, like, play it, but just look at what she was saying.
I think I remember what she was saying. She was saying that everyone is giving too many 5-star reads, and so the way she rates it is she either DNF'd it or would... no, a DNF is a 1-star. A 2-star is I would never recommend this book to anyone.
Like, barely finished it. Like, yep. Did not like it.
3 is, like, you had a good time. It was a fine book, but, like, you know, it's okay.
You're never gonna remember it again. Like, you read it and you're done with it.
Yeah. 4 is, like, where the majority of the books you read fall in.
Would recommend it to somebody. You really enjoyed it, but it wasn't the best book you'd ever read.
And 5, she's like, you only have a few 5-star books every year. Mm-hmm. Like, these hold a very special place.
And The Summer of Broken Rules did do that.
Yeah.
But that's where the Coach comes in, 3 stars. I will never, in a year from now, I'm going to be like, wait, what was that book about? Probably wouldn't recommend it to somebody, but I did, like, enjoy my time reading it, I guess. And then the next book I read was Yours Truly by Abby Jimenez, which came out
at
the end of April.
Yes.
I listened to it. And I thought that the audio was perfect. She always picks really great people to read audio.
Yeah, her audiobooks are always good.
Like, and I think she uses the same guy for all the books.
Okay.
Because he was the same guy that was used in...
Happily Ever After
The playlist. Happily Ever After playlist, yes. Which Mom and I listened to that one. But I gave that one 4 stars. And...
Okay.
I need to mention this because I feel like it could have been a 5-star read for me.
Okay.
But listening to books usually means I always rate them 1-star lower than I would if I was physically reading them.
It's just a different experience.
It's a different experience. I feel like I miss some of, like, I don't know, like...
You miss the, like, reading through a book really, really fast to find out what happens.
And I feel like people, like, the narrators read it differently than I would read things in my head.
Yeah.
And so sometimes it takes away from how...
Or sometimes they can be cringy.
Yeah. But I really enjoyed it, loved it, would definitely recommend it. It's the second book. The first book is A Part of Your World, and I loved that. I gave that one 5 stars.
Okay.
But one thing about Yours Truly that I absolutely loved is how she wrote the male character.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that from a lot of reviews.
He has a lot of social anxiety, and it was just, like, really refreshing to see, like, a male character be painted in that light, and, like, just, like, how she wrote him was just everything, and I absolutely loved him. So, definitely.
I've seen a lot... Sorry.
No, go ahead.
I've seen a lot of people comment that he is, like, a new book boyfriend for people. Like, he is, like, a...
There was not one bad flaw. Like, he had no flaws.
I loved him so much.
The next book I read was Say You Swear by Megan Brandy. This was the first book I've ever read by her, I think. Is her name Megan?
I don't know.
I need to actually look now.
Well, you look it up. I read The Summer of Broken Rules, but since we're just talking about Abby Jimenez, mm-hmm. the book I'm reading now is Part of Your World, so that I can read yours truly.
Yes. So her name is Megan Brandy. First book I've read by her, I have seen so much. Oh, hi, Quincy. I've literally seen this book on TikTok so many times.
I don't know if I have seen it.
And I guess it's part of a series, but it's not marketed that way on Goodreads. And okay. So I was like, I'm not interested in reading the first two books. Definitely standalones, but okay. I think some of the characters play into each other. I gave this one a 4-star, and I will say this was an absolute roller coaster.
Oh.
Emotionally. I was so scared, so sad, so happy. Like, what? So there were so many emotions.
How many pages?
600 or 700.
I was going to say, is this the big one?
Yeah, I think mm-hmm. this one okay. was like 680 or something. And it was, I definitely flew through this one because I just needed to know how it was going to end. I feel like there's definitely other books that have similar plots to this one, but I don't know, 4 stars. Would recommend it, really enjoyed it. And that's that. And then the last book I listened to was finally The Silent Patient by Alex Michaelides.
Michael, whatever
his last name is. This is an unpopular opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I feel like people are going to be pressed about this.
I think people would have been pressed like 4 years ago, but I don't think anyone cares about this book
anymore.
I
definitely have had people recommend it to me being like, this is the best book. Okay. So I feel...
I read it in 2019, so...
Okay, I don't feel bad because my opinion is my opinion and we might just have different tastes in books. But I think this is like a 2.5 for me.
For what reasons?
To be honest, I was pretty bored.
Okay.
Throughout the majority of the book. I understand that they needed to explain everything the way they did because of the ending.
Okay.
And I understand that they needed to lead up to that. But I was just like, okay, cool. You're going to see your patient. Like, this is boring. Like, I don't know. And then, to be honest, have you read this, Mom?
She did read it with Jody.
Actually, we listened to it and...
Did you like it?
I really didn't.
Okay. See? This is tea.
And I gave it 4 stars, but...
If you haven't read it, a lot of people on my Goodreads has read it and 95% of you rated it 5 stars. But if you haven't, I am going to spoil the ending right now, so...
Okay, so jump ahead two minutes. Like,
yeah, a couple minutes. But I'll be honest... Throughout the whole book, I was like, he has something to do with this. Like, there's no way that he's just, wanting to...
Like, that interested in this.
Yeah. And especially when he started talking about wanting to kill Kathy's lover or whatever.
Yeah, you're like,
I was like, you're psychotic. Like, did I guess that he was the guy that was creeping on Alicia? No. But I just wasn't impressed with the ending, to be honest. Like, I kind of felt like it was like, meh.
Well, okay, so, and this author, Silent Patient made him, like, very popular, and then he's had multiple books after, and it's, like, 50-50. People love his books or hate his books. So, it's interesting that you are, like...
I did originally rate it 2 stars on Goodreads, and then I saw everybody else rated it 5, and I had a little bit of, like,
that's
guilt,
your problem.
And I rated it 3, but I honestly... Goodreads has one flaw, and it's that they don't do 0.5 stars.
I agree, but I always will rate it the higher star and then go in the comments of my review and be like 4.5 or like 3.5.
So that's, I guess then that's fine because it was like a 2.5 for me.
Yeah, so I would have given it a 3 and then like 2, or if you go lower.
But yeah, I don't know, I'm happy I read it because it had been on my TBR for like years, like 3+4 years.
I was going to say, I read it in 2019. Yeah.
So it was nice to just like kind of knock off a book that's literally been at the bottom of my TBR forever. But I don't really get the hype around it. And I guess that's all I'll say.
I get that. I mean, I feel like when I read it, we won't stay on this book much longer. But when I read it, I feel like it was
good for the times.
Start of psychological thrillers being really popular again.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Yeah, it was good. Can I talk about a book? Are you done yet?
I'm done with my books I read, but I'm, yeah.
Okay. Fine. Well, what are
tape
we...
Tape my mouth closed.
What are we moving on to?
New releases.
Okay, no. No, no, no. I need to cut in before we do that. Okay. There's this book that I really want to read, but it's 800 pages, and I just realized you marked it as you want to read it, too. But what is it? The description is so long, I'm not willing to read it.
Oh, what's the title?
The book is called Binding 13.
Yep. And there, it's a series. There's multiple.
Correct. It's a rugby book.
Steph Bohr, not sure if you people are familiar. Mm-hmm. She is a YouTube, like, book YouTuber. And this is her favorite series.
Same with Destiny Sidwell. And I was watching one of her most recent reviews. And she's like, I'm in a reading slump and all I want to do is reread this series that I just literally read 6 months ago. And she's like, but this is my 6-star book.
Yeah.
Like,
people love... What is a Goodreads rating?
4.46 out of 37,000, almost 39 or whatever. Okay, either way. It's a rugby book, which I love. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's all. I think that's on my TBR.
Go read the description on Goodreads if you want, because we've been doing this for a year and a half, and you know that we're going to stumble our way through reading that long of a description, so.
Well, and I don't even, like, personally want to read it myself. I see rugby. The guy is, like, so into it, says nothing can take his mind off rugby except for then this sad girl comes in.
Love it.
It's college.
Love it.
So that's all I need to know. I don't need to read any further.
No. Okay, so new releases for this month. Well, actually, Happy Place, when did that come out?
That just came out last week.
Yeah, so that was end of April. But Happy Place by Emily Henry, I've seen a ton on this. Looks like a really fun beach read. I will be reading it. I still need to read Book Lovers.
Same. I've heard really good reviews about Happy Place, too, and I feel like Book Lovers kind of... If you liked Book Lovers, I think you wouldn't... I don't know. There's a split. There's people that say, like, if you like beach read, you won't like People We Meet on Vacation, but then you'll like...
See, I'm 50-50 with if I like Emily Henry or not, because I loved People We Meet on Vacation, but I didn't love beach read. But I listened to beach read, so I think that was a mistake.
I think the problem is that Emily Henry is so advertised as romance when her books are not romance.
Yeah, they're contemporary.
They're, like, definitely fiction, and her covers are what make people think they're romance, so I think people get disappointed when they read them.
Yeah, which brings me to another point, is I feel like with the whole rating the stars, rating books and everything, I've seen a lot of people... rate, like, romance books lower if there's not a lot of steam, and I just feel like people's judgment gets clouded by steam. And one book in particular that I think about is Things We Hide from the Light. Is that what the second book is? And Things We Never Got Over. A lot of people didn't like that, and I think it's because it was less steamy than the first one, and
I don't
love it.
I guess if that's what you're looking for in a book, you didn't like it because there wasn't a lot.
Yeah.
However, I've seen a lot of people rate a book on, like, overall stars, but then, like, a spice scale.
Yeah.
And then, like, yeah.
That's fair. And then the second book that actually, I believe, came out today, which we're recording on Tuesday.
Is it Carly Fortune?
Meet Me at the Lake by Carly Fortune. I believe came out today.
I'm very excited for that one. I almost want to reread the first one and then read.
So I think I'm actually going to start that tonight if it truly did come out today.
Is it Kindle Unlimited?
Probably not, but I'll pay for it. Yes, it did come out today, May 2nd. But I do have some tea.
Okay.
So Endless Love is quite possibly one of my favorite movies ever.
Yes.
Okay.
We know.
Love it so much. It's so good. I finally got the book on Libby because I've been meaning to read it. I guess I didn't realize, and this is on me, but it's completely different from the movie, which...
I figured.
I get that's, like, so normal, but, like, I was just thinking I was going to be reading the book that was, like, pretty similar to the movie. Like, I knew there was going to be differences.
But main plot,
the same. It is completely different. completely, like, character, like, their personality is completely different.
Really?
The brothers in the movie are not the same age as the brothers in the book.
So are you going to DNF it?
I'm not going to.
Yeah. Don't ruin a good thing.
The first chapter was an hour. I read the first chapter, and I was like, okay, I'm just going to tell you because this isn't a spoiler because it's literally in the summary of the book, but I didn't read that before starting it because I was like, oh, I okay. love this, whatever. In the book, David literally starts their house on fire because he wants to, like, the whole book revolves around his, like, endless love for Jade and, like, the things that he'll do to, like, show her how much he loves her. Mm. And, like, he started her house on fire so then he could, like, walk past and, like, go in and save them from the fire that he started. And I'm just like, this is not the movie at all.
This is so bad. Okay.
And the parents and Jade were on LSD in the first chapter.
And the parents?
I was like, what the hell? Like, this is, like, so messed up.
I mean,
are you chomping blackberries on the pod?
It could be.
For my sake. So I will be DNFing that, which is really sad because Margot Oshry, this is her favorite book ever.
Has she seen the movie?
I'm unsure, but I'm just, like, somebody, if you've read it, tell me if it gets better, but.
How? That sounds like a dumpster fire.
Actually, yeah, a literal dumpster fire. So I will not be reading or continuing that.
There's no way that man could come back from doing that.
Yeah, I'm unsure. Hmm. I literally was reading this and I was like, is this like a dream? Like, is he going to wake up and like, it's like, whatever. And then I went and read the summary and I was like, cool. I can't. I literally can't do this.
That's where not reading the summary can get you in trouble. Mm-hmm.
However, so Libby will be receiving my copy back.
It's okay. You probably waited a long time for it. Someone else
I waited like 4 weeks for it.
Yeah, and who's then, and waiting then for that book?
Clearly, people must be returning quickly.
Yeah.
And it's 450 pages. I'm not suffering through that long of a book.
Especially if the chapters are an hour. Yeah. No.
Mm-mm. Did you have anything more on books? Otherwise, I'm moving on.
Not really. No.
Okay. So, a couple, I mean, we'll get into product of the weeks, but one thing I must mention is the show Night Agent on Netflix. Jen, you can come in. Maybe we'll watch an episode tonight.
I'm invited into the circle.
Yeah. Okay. But my friend Kaylee recommended this to me, and it's kind of like FBI action, has to do with, like, presidential
Secret Service.
Yeah. If you've ever seen Designated Survivor, mm-hmm. similar vibe, but much better, in my opinion.
Really? Because I liked that one.
Loved Designated Survivor, yeah. But this is really good. The main man is sexy, so okay. very easy on the eyes, very enjoyable to watch.
Was that what it was called, Designated Survivor? Mm-hmm. It sounds sure. wrong.
No, I'm positive. Sure.
It is, though. No, I think you're right.
But you, me, and Dad sat down and watched, like, the first four episodes yeah. one night, and of course, Ty has been traveling, so we have not gotten to watch more, but I just can't wait anymore. So it's so good. It's on Netflix, if I didn't already mention that. Definitely give it a couple episodes. Kaylee did say that, like, either 6 and 7 or 7 and 8, like, you will not be able to stop. I think there's, like, 10 episodes or something. Yeah. So very excited to keep going with that, but if you're looking for a new show, definitely watch it.
Speaking of TV shows, I have spent my last, probably 3 weeks watching How I Met Your Mother. No, is that it? Yeah. How I Met Your Mother. There are 9 seasons total, I believe, and I am already on 7. Wow. That's what happens when you spend all day at home. Now, have I sat down and watched them through? No.
Ted is hot.
Ted is hot. but it's on the TV and I get the gist of most of the episodes. You know, it's like Friends.
It's a sitcom.
You can like, speaking of, Friends is my next one because like while I have seen the majority of Friends, I don't think I've ever sat down from beginning to end.
I don't think I've ever seen a full episode of Friends.
Oh my goodness, really?
I know. I'm kind of crazy like that. But I just want to let everybody know that Abby is canceling her Hulu and I'm really sad about it.
I'm sorry. You know, when times are tough, you can't just be watching willy-nilly. You know, you have cable, so...
There's nothing good on cable.
Well, then we need to cancel cable and allocate the funds to Hulu, which in that case
Dad
means...
Dad would never. Can't watch golf on Hulu. Well, he probably could, but...
It's just times are tough, you know? I gotta cut out Culver's.
Mom, I'm looking in our sunroom at all of our plants. Have you checked if my Monstera has grown any roots?
I think I saw one of them has a few little sprouts.
Oh, cool. I'm trying to, what is that called? Propagate?
Yeah.
A Monstera for a future pot. It's been like a month since I tried doing that.
I successfully propagated those donkey tails, I think is what they're called.
What the hell is a donkey tail?
It's a succulent and...
Mom, don't even tell me that you did it because I come over to this house and I water it.
I am not saying that you didn't do it, but I am going to say you killed your own succulent in your house. It was limp-nilly over its pot.
Mom, I don't want to hear it because I saved... those succulent ends, and I put them in there. I spritzed them till they got roots.
Okay, well.
And then... I killed my air plant that doesn't require any water.
Sorry, Tammy. She's really upset about it.
My mic fell over. Sorry. I do want to try again.
I don't know how you did that.
Mom was supposed to be spritzing it.
I was spritzing it.
So you killed it.
No.
Well...
One of us did.
For the record, I want plants as gifts forever till the end of my life. I will kill them, though. So if you spend a lot of money on a plant, just know that that is not a good choice.
Stop looking at my dandruff.
Well, I wasn't, but you're making it worse.
I got an itchy scalp today. I haven't washed my hair.
Okay.
Got some gel in there. It's flaking off.
I asked Mom if I could use Quincy's Cradle Cap Cream on my
head. I honestly think I might need to dry it.
Yeah.
But speaking of hair and stuff, this weekend I used my friend's Amika 3D Volume shampoo.
I don't even want to hear it. Amika's so good, but so expensive.
It gave me the most volume I've ever had in my entire life. However, I didn't love the texture of my hair after I used it. So it's like a win-lose.
Like only use it when you want a ton of volume and you could like wash your hair after.
Yeah. It kind of made my hair feel dry.
Then you just need a hair oil.
Yeah.
And just use an Amika hair oil.
But it did give me the best volume of my life. So if you're looking to have some full-ass hair, try it. So my products of the week, I have two. My first is the Tanologist drops. This is like a recap because I know I mentioned I had got them last pod, but I hadn't tried them out yet. Very flawless, easy application. Just mix the drops in with your moisturizer and voila.
Did you put it on your face or where did you
put
it?
No, I'm too scared to put anything on my face. That's not my
skincare. Yeah.
But I used it on my legs to try it out and the no streaking literally was so easy. And then the next thing is I need to look up what the actual name is of it. But it's a white t-shirt from Abercrombie. It's like the perfect cropped, it's the softest thing ever. And it hits, you know, right at my jeans.
Okay.
I needed some new white t-shirts because my pits were staining everything. Like, I don't know if it was my deodorant or...
Like, do you use OxiClean?
No. Oh. But I don't think it's saving my gray armpits.
Like, did you ever watch those commercials?
With
the Power Fighter OxiClean.
It's called the...
Is that what it was?
It's called the Essential Body Skimming Tea from Abercrombie &
Body
Fitch.
Body skimming? That sounds tight.
No, Mom, you already asked me this.
That sounds so tight.
Wow.
Can't be repeating myself too many times.
Well, I finally have a product of the week.
And I did give you the idea, so.
You did. And however, I didn't actually buy this product. It's just something I've been using.
Yeah.
Been taking a lot of baths, like Maddie said. So, Epsom salts.
Mm-hmm.
Good. oat milk and argan oil.
Mm-hmm. From
Dr. Teal's. So
it
good.
It smells so damn good.
The smell.
It smells bougie, honestly.
It really does. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they say oats are good for breast milk, so I'm just going to chalk it up to, like, it's just like an extra, you know.
An extra soak here and there.
Yeah, I should probably take a bath tonight, actually, is what it is.
I have to shower, so please don't waste all the hot water. Or let me shower first. Thank you. This is Quincy's first podcast.
Aren't you going to ask me what my product
was? Oh, we didn't know.
I was invited into the circle.
Okay, wow.
Just skip me.
That was so aggressive. What is your product of the week?
I might have two.
Oh, mm-hmm. Let's hear them.
Well, I am such a huge drinker.
Did you already forget?
That...
Oh, alcoholic drinker, yeah, you mean. Okay, yeah. And we know you don't drink water.
That was funny. I haven't seen your Stanley in a hot minute. Where is it?
It just got washed.
No, Mom. It's been like 3 weeks since I saw it last.
I've been filling the tumblers that I bring for coffee. I clean them out.
Yeah, that's all she drinks is coffee.
It's like a 12-ounce tumbler.
Yeah, well, whatever. The new Fresca, their alcoholic drinks, they are so good.
I did try them with you.
We had to go a few places to find them, but...
Where'd you eventually find them?
Louis
Lodge in Cumberland.
Yeah, Louis Lodge in...
Cumberland.
And my second one, is it Fenty?
Yeah. Your Fenty drops.
Yeah.
Are you loving them?
I do. I normally don't like any kind of liquid foundation kind of stuff on my face. It just feels too cakey. This is really good.
I forgot that we probably haven't potted since I've even bought them because I don't think I've mentioned them at all.
No.
But yeah, they're the skin tint maybe. I'll obviously post on Instagram. But I'm obsessed with them. They are just like a very light foundation, but you can still see like your freckles and stuff underneath, sure, which I like. Just gives you like a little extra coverage to build on.
I'm not gonna lie, I've definitely seen them on your counter, Mom, and I've almost put them on my face just because I didn't know. But no, I don't wear makeup anymore. You know, I'm a mom. Don't got time.
It's like a sad story. This is a story of a girl.
I did try to straighten my hair the other day while baby wearing, and I was like, this isn't working.
You're gonna fry your face off.
Yeah, no. It's like the same, like when I didn't burp, that was my dog. It's the same thing like eating hot food when baby wearing. It's like I feel the need to put like a towel over her head or something just in case.
Yeah, I was eating SOS the other night, and I was scared I was gonna drop mashed potatoes on her head. I covered her face whenever I brought the spoon to my mouth.
Yeah, times are tough, you know, but...
Just, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
Any parting thoughts, my ladies?
I don't think so, but, I mean...
I successfully have went into Starbucks a couple times without making faces.
What? Oh, because I told the story of Jen going to Starbucks and making faces when she ordered in the line, and I told her not to, and she was giving giving stink faces, and I'm like, Mom, they can see you.
Mom, do you have an RBF?
Always. And yeah. The only good thing that came out of COVID is it was covered half of the time.
True.
Jen's a low-key bee.
I mean... if we don't know you, you might come off a little cold, but.
Okay.
You just agreed before you decided you didn't like that comment.
I was going to say, Mom, you.
Resting bitch face might be a little bit different than cold.
Not really.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I have to agree to disagree.
Yeah, we're going to leave it on that note. So, hopefully, you know, we can't ever commit to potting every week.
I think that every other week is good for us right now.
Yeah.
So you can expect it every other week.
Every other week. Hopefully, in another couple weeks, we will both have read some more books.
Yeah, since I'm getting rid of Hulu, you know, what am I going to do with my days? So
where is How I Met Your Mother?
Hulu.
Mm, that's tough.
Yep, I need to finish it by the end of the month, so.
Okay, well, it's May 2nd, so you're fine.
Yeah, no, I'll crank through it. I could probably get through Friends by the end of the month, too, but.
Yeah, if you just
I don't know where that is. Yeah, I don't know where Friends lives these days. Yeah, but
HBO Max, maybe?
Probably.
So we hope that you guys are reading as well. I feel like it's getting to be that summertime where I usually go through a slump the beginning of summer just because I'm, like, so excited to get outside.
Yeah.
And, like, time becomes limited. But, yeah, there's a lot of good books coming out.
Next time you hear, I didn't mention I am listening to the Katie Couric, her book or whatever. Yeah, which is interesting, but I will have finished that by then. So.
I want to listen. Madison Beer's memoir is coming out this month, and I'm really excited to listen to that because she was on Call Her Daddy, and
yeah.
I loved it. So,
all right.
We'll be interested to that.
All right.
But with that, we will see you when we see you next chapter.
All right, bye guys.